No, nah, Andy's fucking legit. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
I barely know him, but I still think he's cool.
Oh, yeah, he's the coolest person.
Yeah, he's super awesome.
He's the second coolest person I know. Who's the first? Sean Johnson.
So do we want to... Do we want to do an intro without him talking, not about him at all, and not even give him an introduction?
I've already started recording the
intro. Oh, so he's already in it?
Yeah, yeah. So I have to...
Well, fine.
I have to do this thing where I go, welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 57.
What?
Who's talking to you now?
I don't know.
Nobody.
This is the worst fucking opening to a podcast.
No, it's not. We've had way worse.
Oh, that's right.
We have infinitely worse openings.
Say we have infinitely worse.
Those early episode intros were the most ADD riddled fucking 20 minutes to a 2-hour podcast ever.
Everything we have is
ADD riddled.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. Could have called the podcast that, chock full of ADD.
I can call it whatever the fuck I want. Jacob.
No, I'm saying as a whole. Other than Why Do We Hang Out, we can just call the ADD podcast. Our shit just scatters.
Isn't it Jesus Sandals, right?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, this is
Jesus Sandals.
Yeah, I made that shit official.
So this is something I'm putting on you, Jacob.
Uh-oh.
See that notepad right there?
Sure.
Oh, Ricky.
I'm going to give you a pen, and you are our official note taker because you don't talk on the podcast.
You got a promotion. Yay!
Because
that was cool. Yeah.
No,
really.
No, I'm not. But I took my math test to find out what math class I'm in. I only have to take one math class.
Fuck yes, dude. Fuck yeah. That's so fucking. Oh,
yeah.
They told me I only had to take one. I was like,
well, I registered for algebra, for college algebra, and they're like, well, based off your school scores, are you sure you don't want trig or calculus? I'm like, no, I just need to pass this class and I'm fucking done.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be a challenge, I just want it to be
done.
In and out.
Yep.
And
I had to do one math class and I was like, that's all I'm taking.
I need to go to this online school.
Yeah, no, online school, they're just like, you have one math class, it's just required for your degree, whatever you do for your thing, and that's it. But the problem is they're not nice. It is 75 question papers every week, like it's a test every week.
Yeah, oh yeah.
75 questions.
I can do tests
every day.
I can do tests all day, every day. It's the
you have to explain
all day, every day.
Yeah,
every
no,
day,
but you're there. Well, there's no papers. It's just you have your two discussion questions. You know how hard it is to do a discussion question about fucking math, where they're like, "Why does the Pythagorean theorem have robots in it?" And you're like, "What?" And then it goes, what? "Also, a train fights an ice cream truck."
Yeah.
And also Lex Luthor stole a shit ton of pies.
See, okay.
And like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? And you got to solve for X. And you're like, I want to go home. I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
I want beer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, for my anthropology class, I had to make a website.
I had to do that for my tech in the classroom. Yeah.
I made a website for Fat Jitsu. And it's still there.
Yeah.
I think my site's still there, too.
The fucking, they've, whatever, I think I use tripod. But I had to type in all the HTML. Like, I got really better at HTML.
Yeah, you know what you're going to do now?
Together.
Cut and paste.
Yeah, now you can just
cut
Squarespace
paste.
It. You just fucking blah, blah, blah.
I had to do one. Mine was called Science Rocks, but with an X.
Oh, you're hardcore.
Yep. I made
so, wait, are you like fucking War Machine? Because his password is War Machine Rocks with an X?
Yeah.
I don't know why I fucking remember that.
That's
but
a pull
that's
out of your ass fucking deep cuts.
Ooh, boy.
No, I just had to use one. I had to make it for my tech in the classroom. And
I guess you use one.
I had
now.
To sit there. Oh, God. I got to play Count the Shells in a fucking
and
suit of armor?
I see him as fucking Tony Stark and shit. You'd be got like bust butts
no,
and shit.
No, he's too fucking good. He wouldn't drink the way Stark does. Nope.
I don't drink the way
also,
Stark does.
Also, and I love him to death, doesn't have the cojones to play the superhero.
That's legit.
He would totally be
really?
Like Jarvis. He would be the like the living
I'd
Jarvis.
I'd be a hella Jarvis.
He would do a Jarvis. He would not be. He does not have the cojones.
Would
that
Justin
way.
Be Tony Stark?
Justin's dumb
Justin
enough
would
to
be
Tony Stark. Yeah. Like.
Justin's our Hulk. But like,
coincidentally, what is Justin's favorite fucking superhero?
Hulk. Yeah. He is very much Hulk because Justin is like you just aim and fire and it goes
and smash.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that's way Justin's guy.
Okay, so then if that's all Marvel, then who would be each person in DC?
I could be Green Lantern.
You want to be Green Lantern?
Always.
Jor-El? Who would you be?
What was the question?
Who are you?
DC Universe, who would your correlation be?
Thank God I didn't have to repeat that.
Fat Man.
I want to be Starman.
Starman?
Starman?
Well, yeah, because every Wednesday is Sloppy Joe Day.
Okay.
I'd be Nightwing.
I'd be fucking...
I couldn't... I don't want to go anywhere near Bloodhaven, especially after chemo gets dropped on it. Like, yeah. That... I'm just not
I just
want
to fucking have those, you know, baton fucking shock things. Like...
So who would you go for,
and then
Jacob?
Top by Batman? Like,
your Marvel
seriously.
Guy that you think you could be, realistically, and DC.
Yeah.
I'd choose Green Lantern over being God. So they'd be like, you can have all the power. I'm like, Green Lantern,
fucking
though,
Dark
bro.
Stewart.
Yep.
Power to have all powers. Days.
Power to have all powers of Green Lantern. Green all Lantern. Because I already have all the powers of Green Lantern.
Yay! Yay! All right.
Says you need to come get your box of shit from the comic book store.
Why did you go to the comic book store?
That's why they've gone so long.
There's
God damn it.
I have a box of shit.
We went to Hastings and I bought more comics.
Did you buy the volume 2?
No.
Oh.
But I bought 1 through 11 of Black Canary. But Hastings,
hey, I haven't read those yet.
Hastings didn't have 3, and we still had 20 minutes to wait for our pizza. So I
yeah,
went to the comic
yeah.
book store and bought number 3.
And did you buy me anything?
Actually, yes.
Bought your fucking pizza, Jacob.
What'd you get?
Did you
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Sleeves. Okay. She has issues without sleeves, and I was not coping with it in my head. So
that's because all the issues at Hastings don't have. All right, quick episode recap. Oh. Andy's here.
Andy's here.
We're talking about bullshit.
Love you,
Andy. He went off to buy more beer because
more beer, Andy.
We need more beer.
Somehow we devoured.
And yep. He'll be back soon.
Title of this episode, Jesus
Sandals.
Boom.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Into the microphone, Tabby.
You got headwind? Game on.
I told you this is going to be an ADD riddled fucking intro. Wait, what? Lamp?
For
yeah.
Real, dude.
What? Really, Tabby?
I know, right? Me and Chris is like, we're like, bzz.
You just got it.
Okay.
Oh.
I know, it keeps vibrating.
Robert, I am
borrowing. I know, right?
No,
I didn't describe what was vibrating.
No, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hello.
How's it going?
We're going to be way gay this whole podcast.
You know, I think this might be the gayest, in a good way, podcast.
I'm really glad it's my first one, and I'm instigating all your gaynesses.
Look at this.
No.
See?
I'm sorry. Gaynesses, because it's your anus that I want.
Is there gay in a bad way?
Refrain your fucking face, Chris.
You know.
I'm being, because you're like, it's gay in a good way.
But okay, so.
I mean, I don't have any problem with gay people. If you want to be a homophobe, that's cool, Robert. That's fine.
But see, I'm talking about those homophobes. Because homophobes listen to this podcast.
Which, you know, of all words that I hate more than anything, homophobe. Because a phobe, like a phobia, is like a fear of a thing.
But it's homoerotic.
Yeah, but that's like they have a fear of gay people. It's like, no,
there shouldn't be.
You're just a fucking asshole.
No, seriously, and they're the coolest, friendliest people.
Well, and
why would you have a fear of the nicest people on this planet?
Well, not even so much the nicest people, but it's like
the gays are the coolest, friendliest people,
it's
Robert.
Like, why? But my thing is like,
you know, I'm just fucking digging myself a hole here. This
but it's
is
like, no, but why would you say it's like homophobia when it's not fear? It's just general dickishness. Call it, I'm an asshole.
But see, and the thing is, but see, they'll have an uprising.
No, you just totally throw your thoughts.
No, he just told me my cord wasn't really long and I wanted to cry.
Don't you know all men are super sensitive, dude?
Jesus.
Come on, bro.
Hey, it may be short. But it's thin.
Yeah.
It's not like a stump.
There's a lot of my philosophy that runs through my head that just came from your mouth. Like,
you know what's really funny?
The
short but it's thin. On the newest Titus podcast.
I heard that.
They do the it may be short, but it's thin. They totally do
that.
It's
not very long, but it's also thin too.
And all I thought was like, I've heard this before.
It was like that's been mine for fucking years.
But it was one of those like it took me a minute, I'm like, I've heard this. Why? And I could not place for the life of me where I heard it from.
It's okay. I've been gone for a couple years.
Yeah. Off doing an adult shit.
Fucking adults.
Working a steel mill like a man.
Well, my wife told me she gets a lady boner every time she gets to talk about my work.
That's and then what? I told her, so do I. My clitoris gets super hard.
So you got to put that shit away because it's hot there.
Yeah. No.
You shouldn't have done that. One
of a, that's one why of my plugs. Beard is so patchy. I get my face set on fire every day.
Yeah. Cheap, cheap. One of them came undone.
Cheap. Oh, that's me.
It's the fucking power cord.
It got all touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Yay.
Yeah.
So for all those who don't know, we have another Andy. Not Andy Andy. Other Andy.
The cooler Andy. Can I,
he's called Hoops.
Did you
Andy.
See?
No, not anymore.
Did you see you the other Andy?
I grew
like,
out of that.
Trash talking me from the Seahawks. I'm like, fucking pregame.
Don't, dude, doesn't matter.
Seriously.
Because here's the thing. And the thing I'm going to say is super sexist.
Let's
and
do
I'm
it.
Okay with it.
Let's do it.
Football fans are kind of like women. The only thing they're good at is bringing up the past. That's just fact.
Andy,
like that's real.
You're a woman.
Like
that's awesome.
No, I look at it
not
every
you,
time.
Andy. Sorry, Andy.
Every
the,
time
Andy the douchebag.
People
Andy.
Bring up football. It's always about the past.
I'm a douchebag too.
No, you're
no,
not.
No yeah.
How dare you?
No. You don't know quite
no,
yet.
No,
I don't want to know you as a douchebag.
Bored. He was bored one day. We were at work, and I had a big rip in my work pants. So his, oh hey, this might be fun to do. He just poured water down my pants. Just cuss.
That's not a douchebag. That's fucking hilarious.
Still douchey, dude. Yeah.
I did, though. I immediately turned around and socked him in the chest, and I was like, holy shit, my bad. And he's like, don't worry about it.
Is this,
I'll get
is this
you.
Me?
This was way you.
Oh, my God.
Because then, like, and you were like, don't worry about it. I'll get you back. And for, like, months.
But I started it.
Yeah. No, I know. And I was, and then one day, I don't. We were just working, and you fucking socked me right in the sternum. I'm like, what the shit? And you were like, I told you I'd get you back. I'm like, that was like fucking 6 months ago, Andy. But it was like you waited and waited and waited, and it was like I forgot, and you just had like I fucking owe him.
You know what I was doing? Shit. Bringing up the past.
Yep. Yeah. No, I just, I see.
I'm a good quality football fan.
But football fans, like the one thing they're all good at is bringing up, my team was great 5 years ago. Where was your team 5 years ago? I don't give a fuck. I do not remotely care.
If you put
if
it
it's
in that
not
nutshell,
happening now,
it makes sense.
It doesn't matter because you could have been great then. That's like Hitler and Stalin. Initially, people thought they weren't that terrible of people, but then they come out, you know, and do what they did. But then no one goes, yeah, but in the beginning they were great. You don't. That's not how you bring up the past. You know, it's a positive.
All I can say is Hitler could draw a fucking dog.
Yeah, that's all he had in his paintings. Everything else was just crap, and he had no perspective. His perspective was off, but he could do a dog.
You know, yeah. I mean, he forgot a couple legs now and again.
Yeah, but, and I mean, that's like, if but if that's your reason to go and commit mass genocide, and then people are like, Trump's not a bad idea, and you're like, that Stop. Guy couldn't paint,
but he's
that
got a dog. He's got a dog on his head. There's similarities.
Fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
It's cotton candy stained with piss.
Yeah. I hate that guy so much.
I know. That's all we talk about anymore is how much we hate that
guy. So
not Trump. It's Donald.
We're talking about Donald. Oh yeah, we don't refer to him as Trump.
Yeah.
Because
it's
saying
the power
someone's
thing.
Last name is like a respect power play.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
like,
it's okay. Yeah.
So you call him Donald. And so on our Twitter, it's just Donald.
Yep.
Just hashtag just Donald. Yep.
Just Donald.
I
not the Donald.
Nope.
Not just Donald, but it's
just
Donald.
Donald. Yeah. And I'll
I like
hashtag
it, how
him.
How he says it like that.
And
that's
I do
nice.
Like, I'll do like at the real Donald Trump. And then I'll say whatever. Like half the time I go, hey, just in case you forgot, go fuck yourself. Randomly. Middle of the night. I'll just be like, go fuck yourself. Hashtag just Donald.
And
then
you know
like
what, when
hashtag Trump 2016, just so it goes onto his main feed of things. And then people either like it or they'll be like, you can't sit there. I'm like, I will say whatever the fuck I want.
I'm going to be really excited when he actually notices your Twitter.
Just once,
please.
Just one.
Let's just ruin this.
Just one.
I can't wait for that.
Nobody's going to know. He's not.
I just want one where he's like, I don't fuck myself, okay? It'll be like, go fuck yourself.
Yours. If I did, it would just, be great. And it's
yeah, I'd
be
great.
Really
I would fuck myself so greatly.
You are.
My hands are so
you
big.
You won't believe it.
With
you won't
my
believe
big
it.
Cock.
You are a singular black man in Washington. He's not going to fucking notice you.
No, now he is. Because now he's all the blacks like him. Because without him, apparently blacks, this is him, blacks have no education, no food, and no money. And
without
he's going to give the blacks those things.
So I need to buy some spray paint?
That's, yeah. But that's how he refers to people who, you know, aren't white, the blacks. And it's like, you have no idea how to communicate with people. at all. Like, how would you love to be in a business meeting? You're a black guy. He goes, we know how you blacks are.
The blacks
know?
Fucking
like,
love me.
Yeah, like, don't you people love me? And you're like, oh, I'm going to fucking shoot this guy. I'm going to shoot me a honky right now.
The last meeting I was in, I was called black.
Well, wait, what?
All right, go ahead.
Describe.
No, I just, I got a dirty job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so just like in the context of like you were dirty and goes, hey, Andy, you're looking like an African American.
I own a white shower, but you would not be able to know it.
Because it's all caked from all the fucking carbon.
It's like my wife's like, it's your turn to clean the shower. So it's just going to get darker and darker.
Yeah,
and
you're
darker.
Like, my turn? All right.
All right.
That's how I am with my truck. I feel I have a layer of dirt over it that protects it from like additional layers of dirt. And I know that's not how it works, but that's how it works for me, because if I wash it, all that protective layer of dirt is now gone.
If you refuse to wash your truck, might I suggest stronger shocks? Because that weight's going to just bear it down.
Oh, yeah.
I've had my truck for 4 years, haven't washed it once, got the extra shock, extra powerful shocks, yeah, haven't
no
felt
problems.
It.
Oh,
not
then, I'll, then I'll have to remember
yeah.
that. Okay.
Little Ford Ranger weighs just as much as a, you know, F-350.
It makes sense. All right. Yeah. That's reasonable.
I haven't washed the
pulling a Winnebago.
Oh, man.
So you're getting like 4 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. And you just
right around there. -3.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the physics work. Yeah. But
you fill
4 gallons
tank.
To the mile.
Yeah. Yeah. 4 gallons to the mile. Yep. You're like,
it's a 13-gallon tank, too. I'm fucked. Yeah.
You're going down a hill and you just stop. And you're like, that's not how physics works. And it's like, and you're just like, how's my odometer going backwards and I'm sitting still?
Stephen Hawking called me yesterday and talked about gravitational forces.
He's like, your truck radiates Hawking radiation. Somehow it's its own singularity. It's just sucking everything in around it. That would be
it
wonderful.
Is antimatter.
Yeah. I miss Andy.
I miss Andy a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
But not douchebag Andy.
No, douchebag Andy's a lot of fun on the
podcast. I miss him, too.
Wait, hold on. This is the other Andy I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like Andy.
Yeah.
He's not a douchebag. Fuck you guys.
Well, just fuck me, because...
No, Andy's a douchebag.
No, because we got two homophobes here. I can't do any
fucking
with Jello.
Whoa. I
love actually, you know, I remember...
The gays and I are friends.
The gays love me.
I have friends that are
you're
the gays.
You're a smart guy. You know lots of big words, and you love the gays and the black people.
The gays and I, we're good. We're great. In fact, I have the best gays. The gays are for me. Me and the gays, we're like this, but not like this, because we ain't gays.
No, as long as the balls don't touch,
yeah,
you're
it's
good.
Not balls no touching, and no eye contact. We don't make eye contact,
ooh,
us in the gays.
Oh.
No eye contact in any of the gays.
No.
That ain't right.
Eye contact is necessary.
Well.
Because that's love. If you say you love the gays, you need to make eye contact.
Fair. I can't argue that.
Yeah. I mean, so, balls don't touch. Whatever. That's just two friends wrestling.
Wrestling.
The first time I met Andy, you know, we had that get everything ready for the first day of Joe's, right?
Yeah
it was like an orientation with everybody.
Orientation,
that was
and then get everything prepped up for Joe's, and you and I were teaching everybody.
Yep,
because we had been working there for a minute.
Yeah,
and then that night I went to the Star Bar for somebody's party. Like, I don't go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking know that. Andy's there for something else, and he's like, I haven't done coke in a long time, but somebody just gave me this. You want to go do it? I'm like, no, I'm cool. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. And I walks off. You're that guy from Flamin' Joe's, right? You want to do coke?
Yeah.
I honestly did that.
No, yeah. See,
oh my
you
god,
showed
I must have
to me too.
I must have been on coke. I don't remember that shit at
all.
I
don't remember. It was out on the patio.
Now the best part about that is, doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
No, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love drugs in every possible way.
All right, so I love drugs. You love drugs. What is your drug of choice?
Acid or mushrooms.
See, I like you.
No, when I'm like, last time I did either of those, it was barter fair. My buddy dragged me to barter fair, and we got a 3-day pass.
Was it in Temescal?
Yeah.
Was it Cameron?
Yeah, the fucking desert.
It was Cameron. I haven't seen Jesus sandals in a long time.
Yeah. He stupid Jesus asshole sandals? Is a fucking engineer now. He doesn't wear Jesus sandals because he's all smart.
That should be the
don't get me wrong.
Track.
That guy's like my best, one of my like
Jesus
know,
sandals,
yeah.
top besties. But
Jesus
sandals,
that's a good title.
No, they wrapped around my wife has a pair of fucking Jesus sandals, and they got fucking heels.
They got heels.
They got heels. Well, I mean, they're only like
Mary Magdalene.
I was gonna say Mary Magdalene had to have a pair then. Yeah,
I mean, her ass looks great, but
yeah,
Jesus didn't wear fucking heels.
I don't know. Cool. We don't know that though. How great would that have been though? Like underneath the robe, he was like, "I just wear the sandals," and he goes with the heels, and he's like, "Would you praise me? I'd praise me. I'd
that
praise
was
me."
Actually,
God.
That was that is in the Dead Sea
Jesus,
Scrolls.
I'd love to see Jesus do goodbye horses. I'd pay all my money.
Well, we used
to
go,
that.
No, we used to go down the cove all the time, and we'd make fun of Cameron for having Jesus sandals.
Yeah.
And we'd sit in back like, man, I wish I had a pair of Jesus sandals just like
dude,
that.
Or a list of, hey, let's make stupid decisions. The cove and alcohol always led that way.
You know, I'm still really pissed off that one time we went to the cove and we went back to Joe's. I set my bag down to run in real quick, came out, and somebody stole my fucking 3-year-old shoes.
Really?
Like, old Airwalks, holes, smelly as all hell, because I wore them to the fucking beach.
Okay, one, they're old.
Beach.
Two,
no,
they're
but,
old
no, but
Airwalks,
a
which
that
are
someone
the
stole
top
them,
shit, though.
No, but it's like someone
no,
stole
no,
them.
No, no, they were like $10 Walmart,
oh,
like what
yeah,
I'm wearing now style shit.
Like, right before, you know, I was thinking maybe right before Airwalk was coming, and I was like, oh my god, Airwalk is the shit.
No,
and
no, I,
just,
yeah. I'm the anti-hipster, I do everything after it's cool.
Fuck yeah.
But,
or
no,
he just does it, and then people are like, "Oh, that's a thing," and he goes like, "No, I'm just asking."
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
that's cool.
Like,
that's like pube braiding. Nobody does it.
The picture on your
I
shirt
fucking do.
Is that
Andy
exact
does
poster behind
I
you?
I yeah saw it as yeah I was like, because Kathy was like, "Oh, we got that poster," and I was like, "I cool,"
doesn't
but not, now I get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Picked dun, that up dun, at Comic Con this year.
What year was it? Was it the year before we started Joe's when the doc shit got stolen when his car got busted in?
No,
no, that was
that was
wasn't
my
that
20
the cast.
No,
no, no, this is no before we were doing the cast. We were all going to the cove like a lot during the summer because we didn't have any
shit
fucking kids and shit. So all we would do is go out to the cove with
I
a case of
Kokanee since the dudes
and
born
get super smashed, and then go jump in the water.
But then you work it off like you never get
yeah
drunk because you're running
yeah
around jumping off
or
standing
shit
on top off of the Justin's car going 30 miles an hour
yep
during a, on a dirt road.
Yep.
And I do remember that shit.
And then the fire marshal,
like,
so dude, we had
oh,
so
fun
much fun.
Then we got in trouble
so
with the fire department
right
or
something with lights on top.
Something with lights on top. So like no, and then Andy climbed through the window, just fucking takes off.
We did one where this I think Kayla had the Bronco, the big
oh
Navigator.
No,
yeah,
it was a fucking
or the Suburban
Expedition.
Something
I don't know.
Yeah,
big fucking
we
thing.
I thought
with
she
four
had
wheels, and they all
it
moved
was, yeah
independently
we
of each
other. We
didn't
want to walk. We had so much shit. We were like, we don't want to have to walk all of this down because it's like a half mile walk okay from the spot all the way down. And she's
it's like 50 feet. He's lazy.
She's like,
no,
let's just, no,
that makes
it's
sense
a walk. You know, it was a bit of a walk with all our shit,
and it's uphill,
and, yeah,
going back, and you're fucking tired
and
as
so
it is.
Kayla's like, let's just take the truck. So instead of going, well, let's think about this, we all go, all right. So
and we all hung on the
hers
side.
We're all in, like holding cases of beer. Trees are like right there. This is like dislocate shoulder speeds. Like
no,
the tree's gonna win. The tree will not budge. Their beer will be broken, and the tree's gonna be like, bitch.
Sucks.
didn't we have to actually turn around at some point and go back to the parking lot because there was no way to get
so
down because the gate was closed?
We,
yeah,
no,
so we went all the way down.
We saw another path. We took it down.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there was a fence there.
Yeah, and so we're like, oh.
And
we had to back up and go all the way up, and then we walked down.
No, the main gate was open. We still drove
oh, yeah
down.
Wait, hold on. So we went all. I'm sorry, guys. This
there's
is
been
all
a few times.
This is all many a
yeah
beer
and
different
and
styles
yeah
of mind alterings ago.
And we've gone a few times with you and Kayla, because there's the one where you guys are licking Jarrell's boobs.
Yeah,
I think that was before.
You guys
oh
were licking my nipple.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like one of the greatest.
God,
pictures.
I miss that fucking nipple.
That was one of those crazy fucking way hammered moments.
Oh, is that for
we weren't
me
even hammered. We just
he's
got
a sweet
there.
Was that the, no, I'm saying like being there, we were hammered. Because that
oh
was like
yeah
the boys weren't around yet, right?
No, I haven't been to the coast since the boys were.
Shit.
Around.
So that must have been like the first summer of Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or second. Because you're with
actually,
Kayla.
I never met Kayla till after I got fired.
Yeah, because you
it
met her at
so
that Gwar concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Andy, we took Andy to Gwar with us. Hit him up. I don't have my keys.
I got a pocket knife.
And Andy comes down and he's like, I want you to meet my friends. This is Jarrell and Justin.
Chris didn't show up until years.
I went to
he
this
just
last
went
years
to his
yeah
first
I know
one. Yeah.
It was good. I actually I look at that
you
picture every
there
once in a while.
Dude, we were fucked up. That show was nuts.
That's literally what you're supposed to do.
You and the lady were fucking. She was smashed.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But
smushed.
It, like Andy introduced her to us, like he'd known her for years, like from high school and shit. And then we were leaving, and Andy's like, "Yeah, I just met her. She's fucking great." And she were like, "Yeah."
You're like at Guar 5 minutes.
The funny thing is, we exchanged numbers, right? And then I went to the Broadway, like my old hangout.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the Broadway, and I was meeting another chick because I had a date planned
after Guar.
After Guar, I didn't fucking know.
I didn't fucking care.
You take your
the
date
only
to
thing.
The, Guar.
The only thing I knew about Guar before I actually went to Guar
was
that watching
your first
Empire.
Guar concert?
Yes, it was my first Guar concert.
Really?
Yeah, you guys.
Because we just took these two on their first Guar concert.
Yeah, it was fucking insane. Sure, holy shit!
And then we went to the satellite.
Did you guys
after.
Meet your fucking wives?
No.
Nah, you suck.
Nope.
I met mine long before.
Did I have a girlfriend at the time of Guar?
No.
Was it Naomi?
I don't think so.
I think it was right before.
Because
I was talking to her in November.
Okay.
And you didn't
know. No, it was in November,
wait,
right?
We wouldn't know because no one would have fucking told us.
Yeah, I know. Let's be real. Would you want to tell any of them after working with us? Would you honestly
say yes, Andy? Say yes.
Would you want to tell us about your personal life? Knowing us the way we are. Like, really, given the option, would you want us to know?
The only person I wouldn't tell is you.
What the fuck?
So
you would tell Justin. You would tell Justin.
Justin?
Would you?
Well, yeah, no, I'd tell Justin because you know what his response would be.
Wow, you haven't seen Justin in years, and you know exactly how he still fucking responds to everything.
That is the best.
See, like my favorite story about Justin is I was.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I was doing this chick, right?
Ooh.
For like a minute.
No,
like there was like a 2 week
you can't
thing.
Just skip that.
Doing
shit.
This
Tell
chick.
Me how'd you do it?
Huh?
How'd you do it?
With my eyes closed. She had like surgery scars. It was weird.
Oh,
oh
you
I remember
this. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not remember this. What's
so,
going on?
Is
no,
this
Justin
was
played
wingman?
The world's greatest
yeah.
wingman.
No,
Justin
he was trying to play
with.
It's like, come on, buddy. She said she's got a friend. We're gonna fucking
it was
do this.
The last time
we'll fucking
was
Eiffel Tower this shit and we'll hit it. You know, nothing right. major.
Can I quit it and be gone?
Yeah.
Was it like a back of a pickup truck?
Well,
was
no,
it,
it was at this
alley?
Chick's
like,
house. But okay. she, the whole time, she'd been sending me nude pictures at work.
You
right?
Were, you were showing me those. Pictures.
Yeah, I was showing everybody. I was like, look at this hooker. Cool. But
no, it. There were some times at Joe's, man.
Oh.
Really wish I had worked at Joe's. I'm just kind of sad.
I mean, yeah, it was a rare occasion where you didn't get drunk at work, right? I mean, at the very least, afterward.
I remember I was working football.
Afterward? Yeah.
I was working with football with you, and
dude, we rocked that shit out.
Yeah, and all the power cut out, and then we got everything put it in refrigerators and stuff, and Kessler bought us beer, and we went back to work hammered.
Mike was the first kitchen manager,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you and Lights and Mike went and got
Lights, that was his
mega
name.
Smashed and then came back to work and you were like, just give me a Patriot and I'm done drinking. I'm sorry. We'll call it good.
Just let
and
me
it was,
count and shake wings, guys,
yeah,
and I will not open
it
my
was
fucking
like
mouth.
Myself, the new Kevin guy.
And Lights was doing coke.
And Lights was Lights was on coke and hammer.
He kept opening his mouth.
Dude,
he got fired that day, didn't he?
Yeah,
because
he would get super aggro.
He'd
and
come
then he'd
back
be
and
like,
go,
I'm sorry.
Like, I got this. Just give me the numbers. And I'm like, Lights, you need to get the fuck out of the kitchen. And he's like, no. I'm sorry. I'm going to go. Go home, Lights. No, I'm going home. Oh God, and he would leave, and I'm just like, fuck me.
Is this kid dead yet, or shit, what?
We don't know.
But he's ripped like Jesus, and
but,
so when
wait,
if
wait.
He...
So if he got, no,
like
no,
Jesus?
For real, he was like...
If he fucking hit you...
He's like MMA ripped. Like, he would beat the shit out of you.
Oh, he's like a fucking Bruce Lee, where he just put his, like,
no,
fist
he was like
right
burly?
Up to your chest, go boom, and
he was
like,
ow. Burly.
He didn't have a one-inch punch, he had a three-inch punch. But
yeah.
still, it was
he
fucking hard.
He would lay you the fuck out, though. Like, if you're hammered drunk, that dude was not... He, you want to go... Aim this direction, and he's your Rock'em Sock'em robot in a fight. And just go, and you just hold it.
You start pushing the button. And
yeah. You guide the chaos, and you're like, unleash the Kraken. And it, whatever's in front is destroyed, and you're like,
yeah.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
So Justin had to be wingman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what, a,
yeah.
What was
fucking
that, 20
no.
minutes ago?
Oh, no, that's what we did. All right.
That's
the podcast.
I'm easy.
Yeah.
But, poor motherfucker. I was like, dude, she smokes pot. She'll have pot for it. Blah, blah, blah. It's back in the, I don't know what he does.
And that's
anymore.
When Justin was smoking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he comes over.
He's on again, off again.
Yeah. I'm, you know, whatever. But so he comes over, and the chick, like, as we walk in the door, the chick is pouring alcohol and rice in her pipe and shaking it out to get all her, like, the crap out of her fucking pipe.
It's all caked in resin.
Right? Yeah, so then you put...
Wait, wouldn't you want to smoke the resin to get you extra high?
Watch this, ready? You pour it on a plate, you light it on fire, dries out, fucking instant resin. Just pick the rice out. Oh, mind blown!
Dude! I want to smoke pot again.
Just you're like, I'm getting high. Like, yeah. Why are you smoking? Just
shut up. I got to try this thing. I heard that one time from that dude.
Andy was so awesome to tell me this shit.
And then you forget and you're like, I need to listen to the podcast.
Another
Mark Justin, for the podcast.
So Justin's pissed off, first of all, because she's a fucking, there's no pot. It's just all booze flavored resin, and it's rubbing alcohol, not even like a decent drinkable alcohol. You know, you hope it's all out of there. So when you're sucking, like, the vapors in, you know, you don't get alcoholosis or some shit. It's like fucking Barbicide.
I like that.
And then her friend that was supposed to come over and entertain Eiffel Tower. I don't care.
In quotations.
Oh, like 450 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. No, she had a droopy fucking eye, 450 pounds.
For real?
She walked in. She walked in and the BO preceded her.
That ain't right.
That was the last time Justin was ever a good wingman.
Yeah, I was like, dude.
Because after that,
Justin broke Justin's truck.
I broke Justin. I'm sorry, guys.
The shittiest wingman in the world now. Shittiest wingman in the world.
Oh, makes sense.
And now, like, that has to be the moment. That had to have been the moment in his friendship line where he goes, nope, fuck him. Fuck him all.
I'm never helping anyone else get laid ever.
You know, he was trying to defend himself. A friend of ours, Tyler, was working at Joe's. And
wait, Tyler Garcia?
Yeah. He worked at Joe's for a minute. And him and Justin
he just got his own podcast.
Yeah.
That's right. I saw that
on SoundCloud.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to download SoundCloud.
I'm going to talk to him about that. I'm going to be like, dude, throw it like on Podbean or some shit for free. So we can hear it.
No, Podbean costs money.
Oh, that's right. We paid the $100.
Kessler paid the $100. Yeah. That's a funny one.
Flame & Joe sponsored us for a year.
Yay. Yep.
Actually, they kind of sponsored this year, too.
Yeah, they've been sponsored this year, so all he's heard is all our ragging on them for like the last 10, 15 episodes.
Money you all spent, right? Yep.
Last time I saw Kessler, he still had mono.
That was a long time.
I don't go
it's
back.
Been forever. Yeah, no, but I was working with Tyler and Justin one night, and Justin and Tyler had been going out to the bars and stuff and hanging out, and Tyler had asked me, he's like, man, he's like, is Justin just a bad wingman or what? And I'm like, no, he's the shittiest wingman, right? He goes, yeah, he's like, we go out, and he would just talk shit about me the whole time when I'm trying to throw a game. I'm like, no, that's Justin's wingman status now. I was like, he used to be really good, but now he'll just totally talk mad shit about you.
And now, 100%. Now you know why.
This is why.
Now you know why.
Yeah. Yes. And Justin comes back and goes, I'm not a bad wingman. And we, and like Rob was there and Sean was there. We've all gone out, all the guys in the kitchen at the time. We go out and drink occasionally. And like, no, you're shittiest wingman in the world, dude. Hands down the worst wingman in the world. Would not want him as your wingman.
Now, does this go out live or does it?
Oh, no, it's recorded. He'll listen to it later.
Okay, there we go. I want to say, Justin, I'm sorry I broke you.
So I'll probably put this out next week.
Yeah. And the ones that we all tend to listen to more often than not, like I listen to the ones I'm not on because I already know the ones I'm on and I'm like, I know what the fuck I said. But when I'm not on it, those ones are really entertaining.
I'm the only one that's been on every single one.
Yeah.
It's your house. It's understandable. Yeah.
Well, when we went on vacation, I was like, just go downstairs, hit record. It'd be fucking cool. And they're like, no, that's weird going to your house.
I did
but
it once. I did
they
it
all
once.
Showed up. Yeah, I was upstairs. You had a fucking safety belt. But
you can't say that shit to me. Not
they all showed
time.
Up to my
Not
house like an
time.
Hour early one time. Had no problem breaking in. And
just walked into
out.
His house.
But they knew you were coming.
Yeah.
No, we thought he was here, and then we
wasn't
just hung
here.
Out.
We like Kathy and I were out shopping that day.
Yeah, and we just showed up, and then we were just like hanging out.
Well, no, I thought Kathy thought and you I were having sex, and they were gonna interrupt and like scare you.
No,
all right.
No, we.
I'd do that
no.
shit.
We should have done
no.
that.
No.
It's like
no.
I'm gonna time this shit. Jarrell is coming. Get him.
Which it would be worth all of the wrath. all of the negative.
I would totally get punched in the face for that. It, no problem.
Oh, for sure.
It'd probably just be by worth Kathy. It. Like,
yeah. Kathy would break you.
I love you so much. I'd be like, well.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. Okay. You're like, in hindsight, even in the moment, it's hilarious.
And even then, Kathy kind of likes you quite a bit.
Yeah. So it works out.
So you might just like get a pat on the back, be like, that's okay.
Don't do it again.
Hey, yeah. So, you know, whenever I had to crash on your couch back in the day, she never went, ugh. So yeah.
Yeah.
She's bound to love me.
No, yeah. Andy used to. He lived in Deer Park, and he didn't want to, like, go to Deer Park and then come back to Joe's in the morning. So, like, can I sleep on your couch? Because we lived across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he slept on our couch a lot. We had a lot of people sleeping on our couch.
I was like, I don't know, a lot. I think it was, like, 5 times.
Well, no, but it'd be, like, because if you have to open.
In a 4-day period.
Yeah. Well, it's because, like,
so I guess, yeah, a lot of
a whole week. Sure, why not?
You would open, and, like, why the fuck?
But it would be,
from
like,
a close to an open.
It was
shitty.
Once a week for a while, and then. Because you had this weird shift that Mike put you on where you'd close and then, or you and I would close and then.
And then,
and then we'd have to go do football.
Yeah.
Open on a Sunday.
Because
you guys would
close Saturday. Yeah. You were second off and you would close Saturday or vice versa, but you would both do football in the morning.
I miss doing football with you because we fucking rocked that shit out.
We didn't even need spatulas anymore. We were like prepared to turn eggs with our dicks.
That's
how good we were.
Dude, no, what was funny was the thing we kept trying to push.
It tasted really good.
when we kept trying to push doing the buffet.
Sea salt.
When we were trying to push the breakfast buffet, you know, it's like, you know, we could just do a buffet and make it easier. This breakfast shit fucking blows trying to make the whole menu. Yeah. Then they're like, okay, we're only doing breakfast.
Actually,
like, or
I didn't mind it when like I did just breakfast and you fucking ran the kitchen.
Yeah.
You, like,
no,
you
that would work.
That?
Yeah. Cause that's how Justin and I did it too. Like Justin and I would alternate where 1 week he would do breakfast and I would do all the food. And then the next week I'd do breakfast. He'd do all the food. And we just go back and forth every week.
I liked
doing
that.
Way.
That was fucking fine.
Totally
like,
works.
I get then, hash browns going for like 4 hours because they were frozen.
But the last 2 years, it was all buffet style. And it worked
on those fucking
so perfectly.
Heat tables that Mike bought that Kessler got all pissed about.
Yeah, but it totally
those little
worked.
Sterno crap underneath.
No, they were like the Bain Marie's.
Oh,
yeah, like the full ones,
the electric ones.
Yeah,
all right, good.
Yeah, and like,
hate Sterno. It literally seeps into the fucking food. I swear to shit.
But
we used to set Justin's hand on fire with the Sterno.
Yeah, we'd coat his hand in it. We'd coat his hand in it and then light it on fire to see how long it would go.
Because he was the only one of us that would do it.
It was that fucking stupid. We did a lot of shit like that.
Was it you guys that told me about the pickle juice and the deep fryer? Or was that McDonald's when I was 16?
I think that's McDonald's.
All right.
I'm trying to think of all the things we did with the fryer while you were there. And I know we would throw things in. Just to see how long it would take the bird or what the reaction would be.
Or like deep fried Pop-Tarts are delicious.
Yeah, no, they are amazing.
Or the man bear pig.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, the man bear pig. It was half man, half bear, and half pig.
I thought it was half man, half bear pig.
No, well, it's half man bear and half pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a series of tubes.
Okay, sorry. I'm still focused on the pickle juice in the fryer. What the fuck? Okay, you got to
You dip your
shit.
Finger in pickle juice.
Okay.
You can dip it in a deep fryer and you won't get burned.
We're going to tell Justin this because Justin will try it.
Oh, I would love to see that shit.
Justin doesn't have time.
Yeah, Justin doesn't have time anymore.
And I hope it doesn't work.
Huh?
I hope it doesn't work.
No, it works.
Oh, it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it's the
I like how you more wanted to know that Justin was going to have some, like, third degree level.
That motherfucker's going to get hurt. Let's do this.
Well, what it is that if you listen to the original podcast, the whole time Robert's like, Justin ain't that bad. He hadn't been around Justin.
No, I was like,
and he is 100% defense of Justin. Oh, I'm exaggerating, Justin.
Justin's 450 pounds. He's douchebag.
No.
He killed fucking Jesus.
Yeah. But no, we were sitting there, and he's like, Justin ain't that bad. Justin and I like things. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And
wait.
Chris and I are just like, no, you don't know what's going on.
And by
on,
the
man.
End of the, because the first podcast was like 2 hours. The first few were like 2 hours.
And it,
the
it
end
was...
of that first podcast, he's like, holy fuck, I hate you so hard right now. And from like that point on, it's just like, is Justin going to be there? Yeah. God fucking damn.
Really?
But in the beginning, he was like, oh, Justin's a great guy. Nothing wrong with Justin.
Yeah.
Turned around real quick, fast in a hurry.
No, I do enjoy your right, Trey Parker Canadian accent where you're saying nothing wrong with Justin. Hey, nothing wrong with Justin, guy. Don't call me fella.
Yeah,
I'm he's not great, your guy,
pal.
Yeah,
he's not your best friend, buddy.
God. Not your buddy, friend. Not your friend, guy.
Troy's a dick.
Did you know he's married? Like, who? Troy? Like, from Joe's Troy?
Oh, yeah. Teeth Troy?
Yeah.
No, he got new teeth, and yeah. that chick he was with cheated on when she got skinny. Yeah. And I always liked Troy. We did mushrooms and watched the cat cartoon. I don't know.
Oh, Fritz the Cat.
Fritz the fucking Dude. Cat. We did mushrooms at his place and watched Fritz the fucking Cat, and my mind was blown.
Fuck yeah. That's got to be a trippy fucking movie.
But he had like two fucking cats, and I was like, don't try to fuck me, cat.
That movie, Sober, Angela and I borrow him, and he's like, you got to get high and watch it, though. And I'm like, why? He's like, just smoke a couple bowls, get high. So we're sitting
there. He said the same thing to me, and he's like, I'm like, you know I don't.
And we smoked a couple of bowls, and we watched it. We're like, this is intense. It was like, and they're like, cartoon cats fucking. And Angela's like, are they? She's like not looking at it, but like, it's a car accident.
There is a cartoon hippo rape scene in that fucking movie.
Yeah, and you're like,
have you ever watched Fritz the Cat, man?
I have not.
It is
smoke a bowl and watch it up.
It's a cartoon rated X, dude.
Yeah, it's on. I want to say it's on
the 70s.
I want to say it's on. It's on Netflix. It was.
I don't know if it still is.
Well, I'll just fucking download it off torrent and shit.
Yeah.
Do you use a torrent site? Do you have a new one? What do you use? Because Kick-Ass is gone because of a typo, and Pirate Bay requires a paid membership.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know what? You don't want to pay into Pirate Bay.
I'm already
they'll get that,
and if you're on their list, you can get in trouble.
Everybody's getting in trouble
because you're financially supporting piracy.
You're in trouble.
You're all in trouble. It's like Nega Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly Nego, bro.
Yeah, so I don't have any torrent sites, so I can't borrow music. Because I look at it this way. If musicians made better music, I wouldn't feel bad stealing it.
Honestly, dude.
True.
So Kathy and I were talking. We were like, I'm on this trial of Spotify right now because I paid 99 cents for 3 months.
Yeah.
Fucking great. We'll probably get, like, the family plan on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you on because you let me use your Audible and shit.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, because I've been wanting to get the Apple iTunes music thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. It's like Super Pandora, and it's Apple, so their music library is like infinitely larger than everybody's.
The same ways, dude.
And everything's better than Pandora, is what I've gathered, because Pandora's good.
I use the Amazon Prime music.
For their streaming one. Yeah, but the Apple one was crazy good, because you get, like, I still have like all my music. So I have like 100 gigs worth of music on my computer.
Cool.
Streams to my phone.
That's cool.
And with Apple's music, the app itself was really cool. Apple's the one they do for iTunes Music or Apple Music, whatever it is, was fucking great. Justin hates everything, right?
Correct.
Justin likes it.
Like, because you got 3 month free trial when it first came out, and Justin had it. He was like, because he uses YouTube. He just goes on, builds playlists on YouTube.
Of course he fucking
uses
YouTube.
Right?
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yep.
Justin has unlimited data.
So do I, but I don't fucking YouTube.
He just builds YouTube playlists and then listens to his music that way.
So Justin and I would be brewing beer in the garage because it was 2 degrees outside and you couldn't feel your toes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Justin, he's like, we need music. And he gets his phone out and I'm like, you want the Wi-Fi password? He's like, no, I'm good. And he just makes a playlist on YouTube and then
I want to hate on. But I download, because we're on the same thing, and so I can see how much data we use.
Yeah.
To put in perspective on how much I consume and how much he consumes.
Oh, boy.
Justin using YouTube
does
about 20 gigs a month.
Fuck nugget.
See?
Holy shit.
Easily, in the middle of the month,
yeah.
I do 30. Because I download my books in their entirety and stream all my podcasts. And I stream my music from my computer.
See, I do all my podcasts and books in the morning before I leave for work.
Yeah, I stream it
and
all
so
like
if
an
I don't
asshole.
Have it, I don't have it.
See, I'm an asshole. I'm like, I will just, and it's like, do you want to use the Wi-Fi? And I'm like, no, I do not, because
there's
you AT&T.
There's four of us sharing 10 gigs.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I couldn't do, at 10 gigs, I'd be like, so Monday? Maybe Monday, Tuesday? Because I go through a lot of podcasts. Yeah. Also, do you know the Danny Trejo, Doug Loves Movies, the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
What episode is that?
I don't know what episode.
Because I tried to find it, and I couldn't, and then I gave up about 10 minutes.
Give me 2
in.
Seconds, and I will find
it. Okay, because I totally gave up on that.
Keep talking.
So, you know what? I think we need to have Jacob in the podcast, because Jacob hasn't talked.
Yeah, Jacob.
Since while he's doing
Talk,
that,
Jacob.
We need to figure out...
Yeah.
how amazing this guy is because he gave all of us growlers.
Yes, thank you, Jacob, for getting everybody beer growlers.
And stickers.
So, yeah, and stickers. Okay. Tell us about your trip.
Yeah, no, especially the
beer. Yeah, the beer. Because tell us like about beer. The beer.
Beer.
There really wasn't much involved with the beer, unfortunately.
Lie.
He was with his parents.
Yeah, I was with my parents, so. Oh, okay. Yeah, they had like a little truck there that was offering out free samples and stuff. That was about it.
Sweet. Was it good beer?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for the growler.
Yeah, for real. Like, those are super fucking awesome, dude. It was nothing. That's way cool.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah. I was going to fill them because
there wasn't really that much to fill them, but it was going to sit for like over a week.
In a hot car.
Oh, yeah. No, it was totally fine. No, that's not even mad.
When we went to Missoula, I went to Big Sky and Bayern in Missoula, and they're, I think Kathy and Tabby are home.
Pizza.
And I got both the growlers filled, but then they kind of had to sit for just a day. And you know, the beer gets a little hot and shit. Yeah. And that's not good for beers. I feel you, man.
Yeah, so that's why they weren't filled. Otherwise, they would have been. But
Actually, sorry to change the subject on you. I've been starting to watch The Batman on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to like season 4. And they're actually starting to introduce
the league.
You know, yeah. And I'm like, seriously, how did I miss this as a fucking
adult?
It's a
good show, right?
It is.
It's a good show. Have you seen it at all, Jacob?
I have not.
You have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Look up. It is called The Batman. And the one thing I really like about it is
Diamond Dallas Page was on it.
I love Mark Hamill as Joker.
Yeah.
Because he is the quintessential Joker. But if I had to have an alternate Joker that I felt is truly second to that, I would take The Batman's Joker. Because
is it the dude who does Bender, whose name I can't remember right now?
John DiMaggio?
Yeah.
No. That is Under the Red Hood.
Yeah.
He's the Under the Red Hood.
He's also in
Batman Brave and Bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does Batman Brave and Bold.
Which I still need to watch.
It's amazing. Yeah. You'll fucking cry.
Brave and Bold? I told
Batman
you no.
Brave and Bold is, you'll cry. Yeah. It's so good. But,
especially that last episode.
Yeah, I know the last
episode. But the Joker,
don't say
in the first episode of The Batman, is called Bats in My Belfry. And it's introducing Batman. He's been doing it for 2 years.
Yep.
And Joker comes in. This version of Joker, if they kept him the way he was in episode 1 for the pilot, I think would have been probably one of the best iterations of him. There's nothing wrong with him as a character, but he comes in a straitjacket. He's muscular, and he fights. He has a kung fu style, like monkey style.
Yeah.
Like he's built the way you would think a chimp would fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess an ape, more so than a monkey. But he would, again, I know I couldn't deal with that in my head, and I know you couldn't. You're like, they're not the same thing, though. But he fights like that. So he fights in a very fluid, but uses his whole body as a weapon, where Batman's all like, strikes and I'm Batman, Bruce Lee. Where Joker is the total antithesis of that. It's chaos as this chimp style of body build, straight jacket, badass.
And then
he gets the outfit later on, like his classic get up.
Yeah.
But it's a great fucking show. It's got some really good episodes.
No, episode that really impressed me was it was like 30 years in the future. And
they do the Dark Knight.
And I'm like Nightwing and fucking, I'm just like Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, they do.
I love the look of Freeze, but I don't like his voice. I don't know why I don't like his voice.
You didn't like Kurgan as Freeze?
I don't know.
That's Kurgan. There could be only one, and he was Mr. fucking Freeze.
I don't know, man. I didn't really like the voice of the Joker in that.
I'd like to see a pickle as Mr. Freeze.
Who? Who the fuck?
Sid Gherkin, right?
No, Kurgan. You know the Highlander?
I have no... Oh, wait, which one? The TV or the movie?
The movie, Highlander. Right. You know where the bad guy? His name is the Kurgan. He had no name, just his title was Kurgan.
Yeah.
And he's like, there could be only one, but it was all like super badass and growly, but I'm not badass, so I can't do his growl. Because his throat got slit, and he's an awesome actor.
Do you want help with that?
No.
Okay.
I'm good, though. Thanks.
I'm always willing to help a friend.
But I'll be real. If you could guarantee I don't die, but I'm going to sound like Kurgan, I would genuinely
take
you.
I can't guarantee you
offer.
Won't die if I shake your hand. Hey, Chris says, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
You're like, the murder just happened. It's in me.
Ugh.
I can't help the murder.
It's just
like it's a disease. I have the murder.
It's more of a style.
It's just like, it just happens. I spasmatically murder people.
Some people like shoes.
I like murder. Tomato, you know? Tomato. Like, humicide. Murder. Just the murder of all people.
Humicide.
Yeah. I have a thing in killing people. It's a thing. I'm not even a mass murderer. I just kill individuals randomly.
You've seen American Psycho?
Yeah. It's like like that, less plot driven.
I haven't seen American Psycho.
What the fuck?
That explains all the poor choices you've not made in life.
Yep.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Hey, at least it's better than blaming it on yourself. You just haven't seen it.
Yeah, you're not pulling a Justin and going, oh, you know, it's somehow everyone else's fault.
Honestly, dude, if you give each other shit about how much we haven't seen.
I don't know. I've seen everything except for Trollhunter.
I know you have. You need to see Trollhunter.
That's seriously. The only thing I haven't seen is Trollhunter.
Andy, have you seen Trollhunter?
I've never even fucking heard of it. What
is it? It's on Netflix. It's basically
independent film
where they hunt giant trolls.
It's in Norwegian. So
no, so Norwegian.
It's subtitles.
It's Norwegian.
It's so good.
So how did they get my kid's mom to be in the movie?
Does she still go back to her mom and shit, man?
Huh?
Does she still go back to her mom and shit?
Yeah, I get the kid on the weekends.
On the weekends, yeah. It's like last.
I mean, no matter how much I hate her, she's still a pretty decent mom, you know.
You can't argue with that. Anytime.
I just didn't know like if that changed or not.
You can appreciate this. It's the kid is never the problem. It's always the parent. You know, it's never the kid, it's the parent.
Oh no.
Being a parent is easy as fuck. You love your kids, no matter how hard it is. You don't look at it as work because they're your kids and you love them. The sacrifice isn't a sacrifice because you love your kid. But it's the other fucking person who's the goddamn problem.
I don't know. I had to take Atticus to a sleep study the other day.
I saw that. But I'm saying...
That motherfucker was work.
Yeah. But he's your boy.
Yeah.
You don't look at it as like work in terms of like work by definition is a task you need
something
to do that
you
don't
want to do.
You don't want to do it. You don't care for either end of it. But when you love your kids, no matter...
I didn't pay attention for 2 seconds. He tied himself up and ripped half his probes off. I'm like,
that sounds like
him. Fuck,
dude. No, because what he did, he goes, lull him into the false sense of security. Attack!
Then I got him asleep, and he's asleep, right? We get everything put back together. I fall asleep. I wake up at 5:30 because his pump's going off. And she's like, you know, there's a camera watching him and a lady and shit. Yeah. And she's like, he's been up for an hour and a half just giggling to himself and playing.
She didn't wake you up to...
No, because she's like, he's fine.
That's cool.
When you wake up, you'll wake up, and then she would come in. But, like, she's like, he's been up since 4 just giggling to himself. And we went in to go get him, and he's tangled the fuck up just playing and shit. He's like, hey!
Be like, look what you did! Like, it's not him at all.
So that was work.
But I mean, I don't find being a parent as work, you know, when it comes down to, like, it's
something you do.
Yeah, it's a thing you do. At no point have I ever been like, this is hard work, it is just a day in life of being a parent. Yeah. But dealing
You haven't been a step-parent.
Yeah, I have.
Whoa. Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I totally have.
Night and day, though, right?
Because
oh, yeah. No, but I still don't find it work in the context of my definition of work. They may not be my blood, but like Kale's sister that's my girl. Like I still see her like all the time because Kale goes over to her dad's house during the week while I'm at work because he babysits Kale for me. So I see her all the time, make sure she's doing okay, all the normal stuff. Just I'm not with Angela, so I don't see her on visits and stuff, and I just see her then. But I didn't see it as work. It was just a part of the responsibility of being a parent. But I honestly, it's like once I got rid of her out of the equation, like Kale's mom, once I got that out of the equation, I was like, this is actually really easy because I'm not focusing on taking care of two people, one who's supposed to be a fully functional fucking adult and the other one who's like, I poop myself and it's hilarious, but I have an excuse because, you know, I shit myself. What am I going to do?
Yeah. So Kale was a fully functional adult?
Yeah, no, Kale was basically the fully functional adult. Yeah, no. But I don't know. I always found like anytime people ask me about like, what's it like being a single parent? I'm like, it's not hard. I was like, I don't have to deal with the other parent. Like as long as like that's dealt with and there's visits and it's normal and it's cool, you just get along well enough that you don't battle all the time because it's just too much work and a waste of time.
Yeah.
It just doesn't get anywhere.
No, our biggest struggle
is
just finding the time.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, because we got the second episode.
Oh, yeah. Pff, whatever.
Huh. What do you mean second episode?
Oh, yeah, we need 2 episodes, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
Bruh.
I didn't know I was Hawaiian wearing a fucking chestable support.
It's not, but it's not like a word like bro.
That's all right. No,
it's,
no.
It's a full
you
letter.
Know what? You know
it's
what?
A B with an umlaut.
I want
for the
you
a.
to call me a fucking bra because I'll hold those bitches up all day long.
Oh.
Oh.
No, but it's like a B with of an A. So it's bra.
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 Bra. Bra.
So you're a fucking sheep.
Yep, it's just bra.
Okay.
Bra. Yep.
So, but if we get this one, then we can get start the other one. Whenever you gotta leave, you gotta
yeah, when do you gotta go?
Fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Okay.
I've had three beers. I'm feeling good.
All
right. That's right, okay. Baby. That's right.
I got time.
And then we got the intro. And
yeah, we gotta do an intro and all that fun jazz. Yeah. So I guess, mister, we're gonna record two episodes so people can enjoy our fucking podcast.
Don't give him a hard time because he's our director.
No, can't. You can't. Can't do it anymore.
What do you mean?
Not even that. We don't bring it up.
I didn't promise.
No, now we don't have to
bring
it up.
You promised it. I didn't.
That's fair.
Is that first time here, guys? Explain what the fuck you're goddamn whining about.
I will let Jarrell explain it.
I gotta explain shit.
Jello.
Explain.
My phone just went off.
Explain. I'll explain it if you don't want to.
He's raspberry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, so Jarrell's a punk-ass bitch and doesn't like being called director, right? Like, from episode one. Whose house is this?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whose house is this?
Oh, this is Kathy's house.
Oh, it's Kathy's house.
Yeah.
But who lives in this house?
Other
than the boys.
Yeah, no, that's...
That'd be Jarrell, right?
That's a given.
And who's sitting...
This is Kathy's house.
Who's sitting at the chair...
With the computer facing and all the knobs and everything?
And he makes sure he directs... The orientation of the podcast, the flow, the whole system.
That is seriously.
To
the
be fair,
best
aside from this guy right here, he's been the quietest guy here though. So yeah. I don't even know.
And he just observes and enjoys.
God damn
yeah.
But he makes sure everything flows right. He's messing with everything, you know, get a good flow.
There
one
has
could
been.
Argue that would be a director, right?
I also edit.
Well, actually,
and he
you know, a good flow
posts.
Can also be a healthy woman.
That's fair.
Go home.
it just depends on what angle you're
what,
looking at.
What, are you
at.
Saying that women are bad, Jarrell? Are you saying you're better than a woman?
No.
Shit. We'll just leave that at the end of the podcast that Jarrell apparently is a sexist fucking pig.
I'm not a woman.
And he's gonna, wow. Like that somehow, you say it like it's somehow a bad thing, dude.
Yeah. Tell that to your episode ending vagina.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Jesus.
Gotta be in control
whatever,
of everything.
You love me.
Yeah,
I love you.
See, all look, right. Emotional split. You can't even cope with things on just a even plane.
Like I said, the gayest podcast we have.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus, good sandals.
Way. No, the next one will be.
In a good way.
The next one will be because I'll take off my pants.
Woo!
Well, now y'all got to fucking listen to episode 57.
Seven, yeah.
Because 57, Andy ain't wearing pants.
All right.
Unless we're wrong on this one, Mr. Cotton fucking Newity.
Or director, for me.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm finally right. After 50. Fucking six episodes, I'm right. I never know what episode we're on ever. So on that note, car Landingtonville?
Car.
Gate car Landingtonville?
Yeah.
Car Landingtonville.
So you know that scene in Wayne's World? We were trying to figure out a way to sign off. You know that scene in Wayne's World where they're playing street hockey? And every now and then.
Game on!
Yeah. And the
car.
Yeah. So the end of it, we end with car, and then we start it with game on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You never did game on.
No, we do that after the intro.
Yeah, we do the intro.
We have the intro after. So that way we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, so there's a shit ton of editing afterwards.
None. He just puts the intro with the podcast.
Actually, no, it takes me about an hour and a half.
I never notice edits. You do really good editing, to be honest. I never notice edits and cuts.
Yeah.
So you do such a good job, they don't think you do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Yep, that's basically the good job of a really good director.
Best way to put
anyways,
it.
Anyways, car.
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 And that's car. How you do it. That's
right.
It. That's literally it. Yeah. And then we all take a break and let our ears rest.
All right.
We're not back yet.